Come on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to discuss as we get set here for Championship Week. The Eagles, the Commanders Sunday for a trip to the Super Bowl. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I got this from a friend of mine, and I think some people need to hear this. When you're doing Eagles chant, slow your ass down, man. Just slow it down. It's not that hard. And I'm not talking about anybody in particular. But just slow down.
Yeah, listen, it's not a hard word to spell. We all could spell it, but that
yeah,
moment happens.
I mean,
you
get caught in the moment, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it happens. It happens to the best of us, man. But just slow your butt down.
Yeah, it happens to the best of anyone. I mean, we've had many tripped up over that. All right, well, welcome in. Lot to discuss today. We will have Ross Tucker on the show later. Lot to talk about with the game. It's a big day in sports. Hall of Fame announcement of baseball tonight. And, of course, all roads lead to Sunday with the Eagles and the Commanders, the Bills and the Chiefs for the right to play in the Super Bowl. And, Hugh, we now await for the first practice of the week, which is going to be tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
First practice of the week, and then we'll find out.
See how our boy doing.
Yeah, how's Jalen Hurts? How's that knee? Because as we know, and we see this all the time, you live this life. Sometimes you have an injury in a game, and then adrenaline gets you through, right?
Yeah.
And then you kind of go home and the next day, and then you get swollen or just sore, and things change. So we're going to find out how mobile Jalen Hurts is on Sunday against the Washington Commanders. But I was thinking about the game. I was thinking about this coming game. And, Hugh, the more I think about it, the more I'm crossing my fingers that Jalen Hurts is going to be close to what he normally is. Because I believe the Eagles need his legs to win this game. In fact, I'll just say it this way. I don't think the Eagles can win this game on Sunday if he is totally immobile. If he's just a pocket quarterback and he's not able to do all the other things that makes him special. Because he's not just your standard sit-in-the-pocket quarterback. He is a runner. He had a 44-yard run for a touchdown on Sunday. And his threat of the run impacts the pass rush, and it impacts how teams face and play against Saquon Barkley. Hugh, we're heading to an uncertain week. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to gut it out and play. I'd be shocked if he doesn't do that. I mean, he's going to put a brace on. He's going to go out there. He's going to do his thing, even probably with a knee sprain. But we don't know how mobile he's going to be. Hugh, can the Eagles win without Hurts' running ability?
Yes. Yes. And I think we saw a little bit of that the last time we played the Commodores. You know, the Commodores are a different team from the last time we played, and they've been rolling a little bit, but I still think that the premise still is the same. They changed the way they played when Jalen went out the game, and there still were some opportunities there for us to win that game, even though they started to crash in on Saquon and try to slow the run down a little bit. The deciding factor in that game, I think, that which turned the tide was when CJ GJ went out. When he goes out that game, defensively, we're a different team. You know, and I feel like if he's out there and we're clicking on all cylinders, and I know N'Kobe Dean is not going to play, and that's going to be a huge thing, but still, I think we match up well with the Commodores. The thing that sticks out to me about them the other night in the game that they won, and we talked about this yesterday, the matchup favored them, especially in the running game, because the Detroit Lions were decimated on injuries with injuries on one side of the ball, and it finally caught up with them. So, long talking a little bit. With all that being said, no, I don't think that we don't need Jalen's legs to win this game.
All right, so that's interesting. You brought something up there. The last time these two teams faced off, we saw the game right down in Washington, and Jalen went out early, had the concussion. And, Hugh, we kind of saw, I think it's really, the way you framed it's really interesting, because when Pickett came in, it's almost like a version of Hurts without legs, right? Now, Pickett's not, he's not a total statue, but he doesn't run like Jalen, for you do. And, Hugh, in that game, which the Eagles obviously lost, but we both said that next day, they could have won, right? Kenny played well enough, and they had a chance to win the game. And CJ GJ certainly was a big loss in that game. But I remember Kyle pointing this out the day after that game, when we argued for like 4 hours, and we all needed a Christmas break after that, about Hurts' loss in that game and how it affected things. One thing that I remember that from that day when we all argued. So Saquon ran, and most of the game Jalen was out, right? He only played the first two series. Saquon ran that day 29 times for 150 yards.
Yeah.
But he had a 68-yard run in there, one huge run. If you take out that run, his other 28 carries went for 98 yards or whatever it was, 96 yards. He ran for 2.9 yards a carry, 82 yards. 28 carries, 82 yards, 2.9 yards a carry on all the other carries, which told me without Jalen in there, it was tough sledding for most,
yeah, but,
except one. One home run.
But it was sledding nonetheless.
It was tough sledding.
Listen.
2.9 a carry?
It's probably going to be cold Sunday. It's probably going to be cold.
Boy, it's cold today.
Yeah, it's brick. Woo. It's brick. No, it's what you call brick. You see, I actually had to put on, like, for real clothes today. No pajamas today.
No shorts today?
Nah, that wind was cutting through them PJs.
You just got a pair of pants on today, everyone.
But the game that they played last week against the Detroit Lions was a physical game. And to your point, Joe, even with that 2-point-something yards per carry, still ended up with 30, over 100 yards, well over 100 yards.
Yeah.
You know, if it's me, you know what I'm doing?
Mm.
Because Jaden Daniels, you know, I'm looking at, you know, TV this morning or whatever, and everybody's talking about how great he is and all this other stuff. He's a good quarterback. And I even talked about how envious I was yesterday of how he looked in a small sample size. But you know what I'm going to do when this game Sunday come around?
What's that?
I wouldn't be surprised if they go two tight ends and just run the ball.
The Eagles.
Play keep away. This team, that Washington team, as well as they play, they're beat up. I mean, we're beat up, but we're in a better position than they're in because we're at home.
Yeah.
They've been road warriors for the last couple of weeks.
Well, this actually, Hugh, will be their fourth straight road game, which no team has ever gone to the Super Bowl road games.
Let me tell you what I would do. Mm. What's that old saying, 3 yards in a cloud of dust? As I said, slap the table. 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
1990s
That's
football.
It.
Let's
3 yards
it.
In a cloud of dust.
All right. So, I get that. And that they're going to have to rely on their run game. They have all year. 215-592-9494. But when I think about the game, I believe the Eagles need Jalen Hurts' legs to win this football game. I think they need it. Look, I go back to this past Sunday. If you take away that 44-yard run, they don't win.
You worry too much.
They do they win the game without that 44-yard run?
No, they don't.
Run?
But, I'm trying to tell you.
This Sunday?
This week, in this game, only thing you need, if Jalen's out there, only thing Jalen needs is his arm to work. Hand the ball off to Saquon. Throw like that 100 and something odd yards you threw for last week. Do that again.
About that arm and Jalen Hurts. The passing game isn't exactly like.
Dude.
Like, all right, let me give you an example. Mahomes, right? Mahomes is
Mahomey.
Mahomes, Allen, right? These are mobile quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Just like Jalen, especially Allen, right? He plays similar to Jalen. Like, if for some reason they got a bum ankle, one of those guys, or a bum knee. They just beat you from the pocket. This pass game right now, which is some Jalen, some AJ, some the offensive line this past Sunday. I mean, this pass game right now is abysmal. I mean, it just has been that way for weeks now. So the reason the Eagles are winning and here they're scoring up is because their run game with Hurts as a part of it is such a huge deal. And I keep thinking back to the other day when he kept getting sacked. And I'm like, wait a second. Can he move around? Can he get away? Or are we about to go, you know, and have this moment happen? 215-592-9494. Can the Eagles win this game on Sunday without Hurts' running ability? But, Hugh, my eyes were open a little bit yesterday.
Eyes wide open.
Yeah, a couple of.
I just felt like I should
singing?
Do that.
It's okay, yeah. How about a couple of Spartans? A couple of former Spartans.
Sparties.
Trying to give us some knowledge. So I'm driving home yesterday, and I hear this from Mike Reese with maybe a little twist on why this could be a good thing for Jalen in the pass game if he's not 100%. What is he? Here's Ike yesterday.
This may be a good thing because if you don't have the crutch, again, no pun intended, of being able to run whenever you want to, you have to operate the offense. You have to get the ball out of your hands quick because you know you're compromised from an athletic standpoint. You know you can't outrun guys. See, that's the problem with mobile quarterbacks is the overconfidence that
they can just get out of the way.
I can extend the play with my legs. That's what Lamar does. That's what Lamar does. You think Lamar is sitting there going through progressions? You watch Lamar Jackson play, and when he holds the ball, he's just back there dancing around with the ball because he knows he can make people miss and then hit you down the field. That's confidence in his athletic ability that he doesn't have to rely on timing with the offense. So when we talk about the Tanner McKees and the Kenny Picketts who throw on time and get the ball out of their hands, it's because they're not relying on athletic ability to extend plays. If Jalen can't move the way he wants to move, he has to get the ball out when it's supposed to come out. And that's going to make the passing game more of a rhythmic offense.
So I get the premise. I mean, Hugh, it makes sense, right? If he doesn't have his legs, it may force him. It's almost like, you know, if you have a bad leg, right? It might force you to do something stronger with your hand. Like, it's like the body and the mind
kind of what happened to Donovan when he was hurt and he broke his leg and he still finished the game. Byron Leftwich, I think it was in college, had a big college game at Marshall.
Yeah, they carried him down the field.
We had to carry him down the field. Yeah, Byron wasn't a running quarterback, but you get the premise.
But Donovan was.
Yeah, Donovan was, and he beat you from the pocket. Yeah, it's one of those things, man, where – it puts you in a position where you have to be – you can't rely on your athleticism as much as you once did. You know, I know a lot of people want to point – I saw somebody last night had a graphic where they showed the play where Goddard was open, and they were talking about with his safety – and talking about Jalen could have made that play.
He came over the middle. Yeah,
he couldn't have made that play because it was too bang bang. But Jalen held the ball because Jalen probably felt like he could make that play if he was healthy.
Well, that's it, right?
Yeah.
Now it
forces you to throw the football, throw it on time.
And part of this is coaching too. They're going to have to set up plays where he gets the ball out of his hands, so he's not dancing around back there with lack of an ability or less of an ability than normal to run the football. So Ike said that, and then I saw this from a guy who knows both Ike and Jalen well, pretty darn well. Listen to Nick Saban yesterday, Pat McAfee show, thinking back to when he had Jalen at Alabama and what he tried to teach him then.
I think the one thing, and this is any athletic quarterback and every one of them, and when Jalen was with us, we would have team and 7-on-7. And I would say, you cannot run. You cannot scramble. You have to throw the ball on time. And because these guys are so athletic, they see the rush coming and they think they can scramble and get out of it. And a couple of those sacks that he took last night, he took them because in normal circumstances, no snow, no bad knee, all that, he probably would have been able to escape and get away and make a play. And he's done that so much in his career, it's hard to tell a guy, hey, don't do that. But I was trying to train him to become a better on-time passer, you know, by not allowing him to do it in practice. And I think he improved in that regard, but he's still a great athlete, and those guys are going to make plays, and you can't take that away from them.
What's ironic is the story about Jalen Hurts has been the same for 8 years, right? He's an athlete. He's a good player. But, like, his instinct is to move. If he can't move Sunday, if he can't move like normal, can they win this football game? 215-592-9494. Can the Eagles win without Hurts' running ability? I don't think so. I think we need him to be able to move in that pocket and move away from pressure and be part of the run game. Otherwise, it's going to be tough sledding. Hugh thinks they can. Kyle, where do you come down as we enter a week of a little uncertainty here with the health of the quarterback?
Yeah, I don't think they can. It's my biggest worry, without a doubt, going into this game, at least at this point in the season. You know, we'll find out more later in the week, I assume. But I also go back to that last game versus Washington, and while we did put up 33 points, and I know people here were arguing that it was a good offensive performance, I never came out of that game thinking it was. Like, it felt like a slog. It wasn't a shootout. Saquon couldn't really get going. And the offense wasn't explosive. I think a sneaky issue with this Eagles offense that they're not great in the red zone. And especially in that game versus the Rams, all their touchdowns were from explosive plays.
Home runs.
And I think without Jalen Hurts' legs, it makes it that much harder for the Eagles to get explosive plays and score that way. Like, it's not necessarily about whether Jalen can run at all or be fast for me. It's about, is he going to be able to extend plays or turn a corner or plant his knee and hit a hole? Like, I worry about all that stuff, and I just can't help get out. I can't get it out of my head that this could end up being like an all-time frustrating offensive performance if Jalen Hurts isn't mobile. Because for the sake of full transparency, I don't trust him to just sit back there in the pocket and be a statue and throw this team to win versus a red-hot Washington offense.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you can right now. I mean, we haven't seen the pass game, you know, be successful on a down-to-down basis for a while here. 215-592-9494. Can the Eagles beat the Commanders without Jalen Hurts' legs? We may be going to that kind of game Sunday as we are uncertain how his knee is going to be. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy get-out-your-coat day, man.
Oh, it's definitely that. It's layer day. Boy, it's cold out there. What's up, Chris?
You. How the mighty have fallen. So let me understand this. Hugh Douglas is wearing a coat in the winter.
Mm-hmm. And
not
really.
Then I just heard.
Only on Sunday. Only wears a coat on Sunday.
Okay.
I ain't got one on today.
Baby
it's insane.
And then now I heard you're wearing pants and not
well,
pajamas.
Sweatpants.
Hugh's all dressed up today.
Yeah, like this is my version of being dressed up. Sweatpants.
I mean,
not pants.
Sweatpants. Okay, all right. Now the world is back in order. We're good. Guys, let's talk about this Jalen thing. So I believe that they can win if Jalen doesn't have his legs. And, you know, Mr. Douglas is 100% correct because that's why he's here. He breaks it down. And I never call him a wet blanket or anything like that. I always
never,
agree with
him. Never.
it's okay when you do.
So, you're right on that. And here's where I'm about to go with this, Hugh, is that Washington's defense has holes in it. They're suspect. Now, I know Kyle just said, hey, we didn't give up explosive plays and everything. Listen, you look at those two Eagles games, all right? We scored 26 points in the first game that we won, and we scored 33 in the second game that we lost. The problem lies with the defense. And you hit it right on the head when Gardner Johnson went out. That changed that entire dynamic of how they attacked us, and it opened up their offense. The first game we won because we gave up 18 points, still more than 17, Hugh, but still close, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second game we lost because we have 36 points. I firmly believe that what is going to make us win this game or lose this game isn't Jalen and the offense. The Jalen and the offense are going to do enough to win. It's more of a question of whether or not that defense can slow down and hold Jalen Daniels under wraps. And that's how I feel about this. Ike, very good spin with the no legs and may force him to throw. I hope he's right. But one other guys, that's got to get activated and got to get moving. We got to get A.J. Brown cooking again.
Yeah, I agree. You got to get him involved in this offense somehow.
It's wild, Chris, how many games he's had here in the playoffs of just like non-existent. For a player as great as he is, I can't imagine he's had many games in his whole life, back-to-back games of under 30 yards. It's crazy.
Joe, my concern with him, too, is whatever's going on with him, I think he's dinged up a little bit, which a lot of the guys are. But because he's not in rhythm, you don't see him drop that ball by the goal line like that.
You don't.
That's where you got to get you got to get that guy. You got to get him moving along. And because we know what the game plan is going to be, when we have a limited rush like we did with Kenny Pickett, which is maybe what we're going to have rushing quarterback option, like we're going to have probably with Jalen, they're going to just stack the box against Saquon. The difference is I have a lot more faith in Jalen's. Okay, can't run, he's got a throw ability, than I do in Kenny Pickett's. That's where, again, I say it rests on we need A.J. to start cooking. If A.J.'s cooking and he gets in a rhythm and he starts opening them up, they're not going to have an answer for it. But again, guys, I pivot back. This is going to rest on this defense. We need these guys to shut them down, hold them under 20. And then it'll be well for us.
Boy, that would be, you know, considering how they're playing, Chris, we appreciate it. If the Eagles' defense holds the Commanders' offense under 20.
That's not far-fetched.
Not far-fetched. They've averaged 32 a game the last seven.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not far-fetched because they match up well with them. And I understand you're talking about the last time that you saw each other.
Yeah, Daniels threw 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, but this defense has been playing pretty darn good. You know, they held the yesterday, the Rams at 22. That's not bad when you talk about what they were when they came
in. But the Commanders' offense is better.
Well, the Commanders played well against the teams they were matched up against, you know, Tampa and
Detroit.
Detroit's defense, let's not forget that Detroit defense lost 13 starters.
No doubt. But it's not like the Commanders hadn't scored before Saturday.
I mean, they have, but this is the one thing that the Commanders are relying on, in my opinion, that no other team in the playoffs is relying on. They're relying on their quarterback's arm to win games for them. Because when you look at the box score from all 4 games that were won this weekend, he's the quarterback that threw for the most yards. He's the one that had the most attempts. And you look at all the other quarterbacks, they were like around 20, 25.
Yeah.
Because that tells me, just looking at the box score, that the running game played a bigger factor in that. And Joe, this is the pattern that this playoffs is following. And I think that when a lot of people talk about football, they're talking about it in the past and what they've seen in the past. This playoff season a little different, Joe.
It's a little different.
I agree with you. I mean, but look at the numbers.
I know, but the Commanders run it well too.
No, they do. But what I'm saying is they're putting a ball in harm's way more so than anybody else is.
But he doesn't throw picks.
No, he doesn't.
Not yet.
But not that's what I'm saying. Not yet.
No, we did. I think
not yet.
I think of his. What do you have, 6 or 7 picks this year? I think 3 were against the Eagles.
Yeah,
I mean,
Joe. And they're taking penitentiary chances. Like, he's a phenomenal young quarterback. No question about that. And I heard some folks even say he might be the best quarterback in the playoffs. Throwing the football, you know, that's an argument to be had. That's
an
argument to be had.
Can we take a deep breath? There's Mahomes and Allen are still there.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
But when I look at what potentially could get me to the next game, you're putting the ball in harm's way a lot.
But they're scoring.
They are. I'm not taking that away from them. You scored against a depleted Detroit Lions defense.
No, I get that.
That had a lot of guys that were on the street.
On a fast track inside.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's going to be different. Like, it's going to be different. But if you're going to throw the ball, if you're going to keep throwing the ball like that, then you're setting yourself up for a pick.
One more quick thing on Hurts' legs.
The running game.
One more quick thing on Hurts' legs. They don't just affect the running game. If he doesn't have his legs, how's he getting away from pressure? That was the issue on Sunday. He took 7 sacks.
Let me tell you where I'm at with this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how my mind is working in this situation. And I've been thinking about this.
Were you workshopping?
Thank you, Kyle, for keeping me grounded. But I look at it like this. This is the Commodores' third road game, correct?
Fourth in a row. End of the regular season, and then two straight. This will be the third straight playoff road game and the end of the regular season. Fourth straight road game.
And we run the ball well. Like, and I know you talk about Saquon, it was tough sledding, whatever. Still can't stop him, though. Can't stop.
He gets a home run every game, it feels like.
I am going into this game with that big-ass offensive line. Like, I'm going into the game with this big-ass offensive line, and I am running the ball down their throat all day. I'm lined up in two tight ends. I don't give a damn if Saquon is going to get 30 carries.
You're almost taking Jalen out of the game.
No,
Joe,
I am one game away from going to the Super Bowl. I am going to beat the Commodores up running the football. It 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Do you remember when the 49ers beat the Packers 5 years ago to get the Super Bowl and Jimmy G threw the ball 8 times?
I do not care. See, all y'all want to call and talk about Jalen, I got Saquon. And if you're smart, you're running Saquon. You're lining up in two tight ends. Mm. You're going to two tight end set. You're doing tight formations, and you're running the football.
All right, 215-592-9494. That is the phone number here. Jalen Hurts, we'll see about that knee. It's obviously something going on. There's uncertainty here. Can the Eagles win without Hurts' running ability? I don't think so. Hugh does. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. On the other side, your calls, and we'll give you the latest from Sirianni this morning, what he said about Hurts and what he had to say about where Hurts' knee is at this point in the week. That's next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.